Well, I said to him, I don't, yeah. No, I know. That's what
hello,
I said.
Hello?
Hello?
Are we on the air? I cannot hardly tell. Are you,
hello?
Can you hear
are
me,
we
sister?
On the air? Are
well,
we
then,
on the air?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, well, if we know when someone's clapping, we might as well get started.
Welcome to
the broadcast.
Oh, we're delighted. So glad to be here.
Thrilled to be your hostesses with the mostesses on
the
what?
The broadcast. I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters. You're probably thinking hearing double.
I love that.
I know. And of course you are. We're a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Since birth. Believe it or not. Believe it or not.
That's a long time. But who's counting?
By the Recess Lab.
There we go.
Hello.
Favorite place
who's that? I always have a little man's voice in my ear. You know
yeah.
I do.
So you can't tell.
I'm going down
real?
The...
Is that one?
Yeah, we're pretending to grocery shop, and I'm like, this is the place where I meet man. I can always really hear it on my end. Today, I really did.
He more crackers.
He said, don't forget the spread, is what he said. All right.
Oh.
Hey.
Listen. I'm going to tell you what. People can't tell us apart most of the time. And that's okay.
I love that.
We have a good time with that. It's fine. It's fine and it's fun.
If our name does sound familiar to you, the Filson sisters, we are those Filsons of the Filson
family.
Filbert
Fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Fortune built on nuts. Filberts.
Oh, yeah.
The Filbert nuts.
Be very clear what kind of nut we're talking about
What's
here.
What's the kind we're talking about?
We're a rich couple of nuts.
You're a nut. You're a nut.
You know who's a nut? You're a nut. I'm the luckiest.
Oh, she's so funny.
God, I love
so
this girl.
So cute.
Hey, I want to tell you a little story.
Okay.
A little bedtime story,
tell me.
Even though it's the middle of the day. Our father, Phil Filson.
May he rest in peace.
God rest his soul. He couldn't tell us apart either. Identical twin daughters. He'd put one on each knee and he'd say, my beautiful identical twin daughters.
Yep.
Don't rest on your nuts. Yeah. Go out there and make a difference in the world.
And make it do something.
So here we are.
I'll
Vashon.
Tell you what. We've been doing this act together
sister.
For so long.
67 years.
And so we brought it. We brought it here to this little island of Vashon. This island of Vashon. And I'm telling you, this is an actual place. You couldn't make this up if you tried. It's like an island, but it's smaller. And to keep things simple, the town is also called Vashon, which is like a town, but it's smaller.
Easy to remember.
Yeah. It's located west of Seattle in the other Washington, same as the regular
more
one, but
trees.
More trees.
Far more.
We do not live here. We do both own homes here.
Last
Valentine's Day, I bought her one.
Cute?
She bought me one. Isn't that cute? It was
identical
very
houses.
Gift of the Magi, except without
God,
the sad
that.
Stuff. It was so fun.
Oh,
so fun.
I still haven't seen it.
So here we are
and
doing a show.
Say, west side of the island, south side. I say it's an island.
Don't ask me.
It's the side with the water
don't
on it, right?
Don't ask me. Absolutely.
I don't know. We're not good at directions, but we're very, very, very good looking.
Speaking anyway, of which, you're listening to The Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
Live, live, live. And tonight's topic on the broadcast.
What is
it? Everyone's waiting.
I can hardly wait.
Second verse, same as the first. A procreation so nice, you did it twice.
Okay.
Subtitled, Why Stop at One?
That's what I always
say. It's a long title, but I think you get the gist of it. And of course, as always, we have fabulous guests here with us here on the broadcast.
Can't wait.
In fact, a couple of guests tonight. Yeah,
oh.
No, you love this. And you love the duos.
I do.
They're a couple.
A
They're
couple.
Already a couple.
A
yeah.
couple of guests who are a couple.
Who are a couple. Does that topic fascinate you? Terrify you?
Yeah.
Arouse your curiosity? Stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
But first... What are we wearing today?
What are we not wearing?
Nance, you look so stunning in jewel tones.
Thank you. Thank you. What color is my jewel tone?
I would call
Tell
that a
listeners.
Chartreuse green with silver and black sequin details. I
in
will
all
post
the right
pictures.
Places.
Don't you worry.
Thank you.
You have fabulous rhinestone black and silver earrings on that just sparkle.
They're yours.
And bring the whole thing together. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
You know you look good when your identical twin sister looks this
yes,
good.
Yes, this is the
huh?
truth.
I'll say it again. Who needs a mirror?
Not
you
I.
You also look very fetching
thank
tonight.
Thank you.
You're also a jewel tone, but more of a vibrant lilac.
Would you say? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Very bright purple, in other words. You got a floppy cape that I always have a very difficult time describing, but it's got a dolman sleeve and it's a drawstring. Isn't it that one
this
a drawstring?
This is not the drawstring.
Oh,
this one is not
Gotta
adjustable
right.
or versatile. But you can take the whole thing off.
Please do. Get comfortable. Hey, you got this exciting repeating color scheme on your elastic
bosom.
Do you
love this?
Yeah, we've got the lilac, the black, the silver, the lilac, the black, the silver. And
stay
it goes
tuned
over
to Instagram.
And you just want to keep following it down
and you can.
Up to the side.
all around.
Also on your sleeves. You're beautiful. That ring looks great on you,
Thank
by the
you.
Way.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, happy Hanukkah. What are we doing later? We're going to stuff ourselves. Yeah. And we're going to like, yeah, we're Jewish. And we're full. It's Hanukkah.
That's
Boom,
how we
done.
Always talk
Boom,
as
done.
Jews. We always just say it. We're
pass,
Jewish.
Pass
let's
the
have
biscuits.
Dinner.
Let's eat.
It's interesting. It's a ritual. We're into
manja,
ritual.
Manja,
let's
manja.
Say hello to our engineer.
Who is it this month?
Hello, Chris.
They're always male.
It's Chris
it's
Austin
like
again.
Oh, I remember him last time.
He came back.
From Austin City
months
Limits.
In a row.
All the way from Texas.
This is the longest record. 2 months in a row.
This is yeah. the longest
Is this
record.
Our longest record?
Longest surviving engineer.
I know our guests are probably curious why we go through so many any engineers, but I will just say don't
Tell
take
us.
Your work home. This is not worked out for us.
No.
Turns out people talking for
It's
sure.
not hashtag me too, it's pound me too.
You wish.
Oh boy.
You wish. Can we say that on the air?
No.
Hey, shall we pour him a drink? That's
Let's
usually how
it.
We can see if he'll come back next
Let's
month.
Let's pour him a drink.
What
today,
do we get?
Well, here's what we're drinking today because one of our guests said that they prefer vodka on the rocks.
Yeah, well,
as
you know
drink
that's what
choice.
They're going to get.
So here's what we've got. We've got this lovely Seattle Distilling vodka. Made right here locally, and it looks good. It's vodka.
Yeah, it's vodka. So, it's clear.
Here you go.
Who knows what's in there?
Yeah,
have you already
drink,
poured
everybody.
Them? You, be honest.
Okay,
you already poured every.
One of the guests said that they preferred a little
pre-medication,
and so I'm not going to pour one drink and not the rest. So everybody's got their drink.
Do you remember we used to have to do that when we get our teeth cleaned? We both have hot mamas, identical hot mamas, and we would have to take this little pre-medication before we get our teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
It's very much the same for a lot of guests. They're like, hand over the medication now
and
before we go
rituals,
under the drill and lay down in the chair.
Keep it going.
Do you need a drink too?
I'm gonna have
and if
a
you don't
drink
no worries, we do.
Yeah.
Chris, we always ask our engineers this, what'd you have for lunch?
I had whey.
What?
Whey. I'm
way
cutting
too
down
much?
On curds.
Wait.
Just the whey. Okay.
Who is this? This guy should
That's
have his
it.
Own
is
show.
That, is that delicious? Do you want a little of this tea, hun?
Oh, sure.
It's something Oliver Twist wouldn't eat, but, you know.
I'll tell you what. We used to have these tiny little lap dogs.
Lenny
what
and were
Squiggy,
their names? Oh,
and
my
they,
God. They
were
so
they
cute.
They were so cute. And once.
I never touched them once, but I love looking at them.
Once we fed them whey. Do you remember this? We fed them whey because a cook had made us homemade paneer. Indian
oh,
food.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
And
yeah.
you had the leftover whey, and we fed it to the little lap dogs.
It did not
and
settle
I
with
do
me,
not,
right.
I do not suggest it.
I don't suggest
Their
having them on your lap afterwards.
Their systems cannot handle it. We had to get all new furniture in the chateau. We were in the Alps. What a mess.
It makes my fur very glossy.
Is that what you
why,
do?
That's why.
Because I did notice you do look especially fresh.
He's sweating.
All the way.
Can I have some vodka, too?
Oh, sure.
I'm just going to, after that whey
You want
story,
some ice in there?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll do that. And then you tell everybody where we've been.
Oh, yeah, you got it. So we just got back into town. We flew in this morning. We had a lovely, lovely trip. We were celebrating the first night of Hanukkah last night with our good friend Seth Rogen, his beautiful wife, Lauren.
Exhausted, but excited at the
so
same time.
Nice. Judd Apatow, Paul Rudd, they both came by for dessert, which was fun.
Who else?
Sarah Jessica Parker came by. She brought an aspic.
Oh, my God. The aspic.
Well,
and Sarah Jessica Parker, they're both like, you know, dinosaurs, the aspic and her. She looked fabulous.
She looks great.
Teetering around on the Manala Bonics.
Yeah.
She's got calves for days. She's 3'5"
She's
and half
three
of
foot
her
five.
Calves.
It's all calf.
It's got to be.
At least 3 feet of it.
But here, I could talk about SJP all day and aspic because they both fascinate me endlessly.
Yeah.
The aspic, it's like a time capsule.
Yeah.
When it has like the little shrimp.
Sometimes
floating
it's savory.
And the, green onions.
Yeah.
And what did she
Celery.
Have?
Now hers was more of a dessert.
A pimento. She had a pimento sliced so thinly with so much love. And
paper thin.
Suspended
paper
there
thin.
Forever.
It's a light dessert. It doesn't weigh you down.
But it's also very volatile in a way. Well, not like soufflé.
Not like a soufflé.
No, I mean.
No, because
nobody
listen,
talks about soufflés
anymore.
Nobody
talks about soufflés
anymore. Girdles and soufflé, the thing
of class. Used to be a sitcom always had soufflé jokes.
Be
Do you
careful.
Remember this?
Yeah. Oh, my soufflé fell.
Alice is making a soufflé before. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't even ring the bell. Don't sneeze.
And then at the last scene of this show
my
falls.
Soufflé.
That's a third act thing.
And that sound. The wah, wah, wah. That's the soufflé
But an aspic's not going to fall.
Oh my God! No. And I was thinking with all this, whatever they're spending on the earthquake detection, all they need is an aspic.
What are you talking about?
You just
about?
Have a line of aspics on the shelf at NASA. Whoever takes care of these things. Yeah. I mean, I was watching Sarah Jessica Parker, tiptoeing across the parquet floors at Paul, right in front of Paul Rudd. I thought, well, someone's going to catch her. It's going to be him.
Yeah.
And the aspic wasn't moving at all.
No.
But the slightest movement, it will. But which is great for Earth Day.
She's so graceful.
She's so good on heels.
She's so graceful.
I've never seen anybody
like
that graceful
on heels. Like a ballerina. Like a ballerina. Well, she missed a calling. Too short to be a ballerina. That's
so
okay.
So true. And
that's
the nose. Okay. But that's okay. We know about that. Anyway, she's a great cook and she's got great calves. Thanks for indulging
me. You know
what
I think? I'll tell you what. I think it's the consomme in the aspic that's full of collagen. And maybe that's why her calves are so strong.
Do you think she made it herself or had someone make it for her?
I have to say someone made it for her. That's my gut. That's my gut instinct.
That's because you don't know how to cook.
Well, of course
I don't. You
know
what we make? We make reservations. She could have done the same thing. We had a great time. A lot of laughs that night.
Seth made his famous Hanukkah brownies. I don't know what he puts in them, but God, they're good. I must have had four or five of them. You have one, you can't stop.
No. And then you're so hungry afterwards, which is
God,
so weird.
He's so funny. He's such a cute kid. Oh, yeah. That husky voice to me sounds like as
I love that.
If Betty Davis had a child with Kim Carnes.
Oh, there you go. But you know? Do you remember when Kim Carnes actually sang a song about Betty Davis?
Oh, well, maybe that's why
maybe
I made
just
the connection.
Her eyes. I wonder Betty if they've ever met each other.
We should introduce them for sure.
Paul Rudd makes terrific a lot because. But and tell me this: is it Judd Apatow or Apatow?
I just said Judd because I couldn't. I don't
I
know.
Just love
Judd A. Mr. A.
I don't know.
I know.
Didn't have much interaction with him. I was so high from the brownies. I mean, full. At that point, I could even look at anybody in the eyes. A great first night of Hanukkah. Do you agree?
Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Yeah, cheers.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching? Is that what you say?
Oh, I don't know. We're Jewish.
Like
we can say whatever we want.
See how we announce it?
Wow.
L'chaim. And now a word from our sponsor, Jerome Scooped Up Bagels. Do you love a good bagel but hate all the calories? Cut the carbs and get your mouth around one of Jerome's scooped out bagels. All the chewy goodness without the guilt inside. Spread on your favorite schmear and tell Doc.
You can do this.
Oh, boy. Tell
Dr. Atkins
you're on program with Jerome's scooped out bagels.
You won't believe the difference.
I think it might be easier if we say Dr. Pritikin.
It is the Pritikin. You remember the Pritikin diet?
Sure, I remember the Pritikin.
Oh, yeah. It was like all egg beaters.
Yeah.
What else? No butter, no real butter.
Am I not remembering right? I thought Pritikin was like all them fats.
No. Pritikin was no of the fats.
Oh, boy.
And they had those funny little cartons that looked like eggnog, but it was actually the faux egg mixture, and you beat it up, and it's supposed to taste like an egg, but it
she's so
like,
good at,
we
at
have
following
done all
a program
of the diet.
South Beach, North Beach,
we just do it actually to be topical, so we have something to talk about at parties, but we really don't ever need to be on a diet. Who does?
I don't think it's worth
be
the
yourself.
Effort.
You be you. But
do
anyway,
you.
We go on all the diets, you know, so we have something to talk about. Anyway, here's our favorite segment.
Oh, I love it.
Finally, too. Now I got to find a glass for my vodka while we introduce our guests.
Don't mind if I do. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked. Okay, that's all we got.
All right, we don't want to pay any royalties. Our guests today, I know you've all been waiting on Maureen Burke and Piers Cobar.
Hi, guys.
I think they call them the Burke Bars, or the we always call it the Cobar.
You know, we don't make a cute combo name.
No,
it's just
we can work
the
on
BCs,
that.
The Burke Cobars,
the Burke Cobars,
that crazy family down the street.
You know, on Vachon, that could be just about anybody.
It's so true.
I want to know so far what I know is Maureen is a parent of three. Pierce is a parent of three.
Same three.
We would introduce them, but we found out you already had that in common. You actually are the same parents as the same three. We're not much matchmakers after all. And congratulations
well
on your marriage.
Thank you. On your marriage and your children. Very good. Good for you.
Maureen,
so tell us about this. Two of these children, I understand, are twins.
Yes, they are.
Which makes
lucky,
us so special.
Lucky bastards.
So special.
The only people luckier than twins are the parents of twins.
Oh, you know, it's awesome.
Don't you think so? Or the staff.
It's
of
so
twins.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
easy.
Know why everybody. I think everybody should just have like twins, multiple sets of twins.
Multiple
a lot
sets.
Of people actually tell me that. Oh, I always wish I had twins.
Mm. Do they really?
You look.
They do.
You do.
They do.
I wish they could see the look on her face right now. She believes that's total
so
bullshit.
It's been a walk in the park.
Uh huh. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I mean, the hardest phase has got to be, well, first of all, getting two of them out at the same time. I can't even imagine. We don't have kids, but I've seen
it wasn't quite,
I've seen videos.
Quite at the exact same time.
Wasn't
it?
Oh, right. Someone's always born first. Yeah, we've been arguing about that.
It's linear.
Yeah.
It's just like this one and then the other.
Baby A, I think just the carrying them around. I mean,
after,
I mean,
before.
Well, before.
Yeah.
That's got to be challenging.
My God.
Well, it helps when your commuter buddies push you up the hill. You weren't walking.
Is
up that,
that a euphemism
hill
for how you got pregnant in the first place? Because with the Northwest, the people have the weirdest sayings out here.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot cheaper if we'd done it that way.
Oh. One of your commuter buddies?
Oh, yeah. Could you find out, Pierce?
It's a 20-minute ride to downtown.
Are the bathrooms large on the commuter ferries?
Go on deck. And yeah.
It was the old boat, so there were lots of rooms.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Were there?
Well, there was even in the engine room, one of the workers brought his sled dogs.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Is that another?
Yeah.
Analogy?
Yeah, there were these giant furry dogs that would be down below the
Were they twins?
Deck.
There were, they looked like there it. Were four or five of them.
What? Uh-huh.
Were they pulling the sled? I could just imagine them.
They had little feet out there, dog paddling to Seattle. It was pretty cool.
This is so
it's
very
excellent
Northwest
training for
you know,
the Iditarod.
You know, that's why King County had to take over the water taxi here.
Because the dogs
Washington
started
State
dying.
Mm-hmm. PETA got involved.
Well, we have a lot of questions about twins, which we already know, obviously.
We're here and there's a siren going by. That's always a little bit
because your children are not here.
It's going the direction of
your house. Do you have a nanny with the twins right now? Or the chauffeurs driving them around?
Four nannies at home with the twins. Yeah.
You know, we have a question about that coming up later because my sister and I were like, we're always very curious what the hell couples do here on this Vachon place after 8 p.m. or even before.
Before.
And what to wear even at the time. But also if you have children and with children, parents of twins, we think you should pay half. Right? Yeah. It's easier. They stick together all the time.
Oh,
they look alike.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't
pay double,
imagine
do
paying
you?
For each of them.
The going rate for babysitters right now is like, what, $5?
Is that about right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
All
Marie?
I know is that someone posted on Facebook that they were willing to pay $20 an hour. They were new, and I was not happy with them.
$20? I have no real
to actually come to your house or something over
dollars.
The phone.
Oh, this is in person.
Oh,
for
wow.
Sure.
They'll come to your house for $20 an hour.
$20 an
no,
hour.
They want to hire somebody to come to their house for $20 an hour. So they're getting the cream of the crop, is what you're saying.
So they are at home right now. There's two of them with four nannies. And there's a third child, correct?
There's a third child.
On the way?
He's on the way to something.
It looks like
he's on the way to something. Is he older? Younger?
Yeah, 13. He's a teenager.
Oh, you have a 13-year-old
and another.
How old are the twins?
The twins are 9.
Oh.
But 18,
the same
really,
age.
When you combine them.
Well, yeah. See?
That's the new math.
Home Alone. They're old enough.
We just watched that.
I don't know about
as a family. It was the first time I'd ever seen it.
Home Alone.
You know, we
what
just,
do you think?
Yeah. It doesn't, I don't think it holds up that well, you know, but I could see why it made Macaulay Culkin a star.
We
and then I could see why
Macaulay
he went to drugs.
Culkin just recently. The cocaine, my God, he wants to change his name.
Face
have you heard
looks
about that?
Odd.
No.
It was a publicity stunt, apparently. He said, I did 14 movies in 12 years. Well, now we haven't heard from him in 20.
Yeah.
And he wants a publicity stunt. Macaulay Culkin wants to change his name. And he was, who's that? Who's Macaulay McCulkin?
Macaulay McCulkin.
Exactly. That's what he wants to change it to.
Mila
sounds like
Kunis?
A plumber.
So much cocaine
Mila
with
Kunis?
That kid. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mila Kunis and Macaulay Culkin. It's too much.
And
I'm
Ashton
out.
Kutcher, and you throw him in
that's
there.
That's what she's dating now.
Spitnola. I know. Well, they even have a couple of kids together.
Yeah. No.
I don't
no.
know if they're twins,
no.
though.
Really?
Is that true?
No.
Is that true?
What?
Is
come
it,
on.
Isn't Mia Kunis? Mila?
I just want to talk about Ashton.
Isn't she a child? Isn't she very young?
No, not anymore.
It depends on who's talking.
Well, for him it is,
all
because
right, look,
just relatively speaking.
Right, because he's used to older women.
I have questions
older
about twins.
Older women make beautiful lovers, and there's a reason that song was written, and it's because it's true.
What song?
It's totally
older
true.
Women
older women
beautiful
make beautiful lovers.
Lovers.
I've never heard of that song.
You're kidding
it's
me.
It's a great topic, but I've never
it's
heard
it. It's a great
it.
Song.
Is it a country western song?
That doesn't hold up in real life. It's good for a while, and then it kind of falls.
If you're an older man, they never want to sleep with the older women. They already think they have something to teach, or they're trying to, they're dumbing
give me
it
a
down.
Break.
What's,
I have
what
a whole
is older?
Topic on this.
What's older?
What is older?
What is
when
older?
Older?
So I know it's
women.
A state of mind,
it
but what is
moving.
An older woman?
65
yeah. and what's the new 60?
I'd say double older AARP. Women are 15 years older than whatever age
that's
you are.
That's what I was okay. going to say, all sister. Right. 15 years.
Yeah. That sounds about yeah. right.
Holy today cow. Is the first day of your life, and an older woman is 15 years old.
Civil War babies, that's what I got to look forward to.
Hey,
we'll see you after the show.
Don't knock them.
All right.
You guys look lovely.
Oh, you're so sweet. You
thanks.
Look lovely.
Thank you for
as
saying
well.
That on
thank
air.
You. It's the glow. It's the vodka glow.
A lot of people say, why do you dress up for radio? But really, we look like this all the time.
Yeah.
What else are you going to wear?
I've never seen you not look like that.
And also, why would we come to Vashon and not, you know, bring him a few diamonds?
I feel like it's our duty to say there's another way
there's
to be.
A lot of a lot of earth tones on this island, and I don't want to be one of them. I'm going to tell you.
Practical
and I have closed-toed shoes.
Yeah, you guys bring the sparkle.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. so good of you to
that's
say.
True.
It's nice of you
nice.
To know.
What
notice.
Did you bring, Pierce?
I brought my nut sacks.
What?
Those classy.
Yeah.
Well,
I
do.
Oh, I love a guest who brings gifts.
Oh, we doubly love
I brought,
guests.
Because so, you know, I knew we'd have a little cocktail, so I thought we should have a snack. So I brought my nut sack.
Okay.
This
what's
is,
inside
this is a small
your nut sack?
One.
And you
and
know
then,
if you have
I don't
one,
know
if to share.
It's interesting. I have a small one and a large one.
Not a lot of people do.
No,
it's not
a and I don't know if you do. You guys
not
have
everybody
trouble
knows
holding
that.
Your the nut.
No,
not
no,
at all.
It's
I'd
holding a friend's
hold
nut sack that always makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. I always feel like, and I'm. It's. I should probably not. But
well,
I do.
You got to cup it a little bit.
You do
right
have
under,
to cup it.
Right
yeah.
under, otherwise, they spill. They spill.
We're often saying that classically shaped nut that you hold in your hand, and we're doing that classically shaped cupping.
You're reaching right in.
I just whipped. Out
oh,
my
you
nut
have
sack,
to
put it right here on the table.
Still.
I hope that's okay.
Well, I have to say that these nut sacks are a lot softer than I thought they'd
be. Really, and they're
pretty smooth too.
Yeah, they've been
they look recyclable. I'm just gonna say they look recyclable.
This is an older nut sack. You can tell
it's longer than the
other.
Oh,
it's longer than the other.
Kind of droops a little.
Kind of droops.
Wrinkly. Like a walnut.
It's a shiny,
very lifelike.
Nut
it's a fresh
right
one.
It's totally fresh.
Maureen looks upset. Like you don't have a lot of experience with nuts.
Yeah. Next topic.
So okay,
what
is this?
I brought
thing?
My least favorite nut too.
What's this? What is this?
This. I don't. I think all the other nuts should get together. And sit and kick it out of the nut family.
What is it?
This is a chestnut.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I saw a lot of people
you know,
eating
it's
them
only
the
good
other
for
night.
A song.
Yeah, it's only
really?
Good in the
can
song.
Can I tell you,
it's a cute song.
Yeah,
I that's love chestnuts.
You do love chestnuts.
I love chestnuts. I order them in bulk from Amazon Prime, and then you just peel it off and you open it up, and
we have our
tasty.
Assistant Jeff.
Was that a Hatch Act violation?
EEOF.
Almost.
So if you brought you the worst.
The I brought my least favorite.
Us?
I brought the least favorite. No, this is just
so
just
honored.
For me.
Right.
And then my favorite. It's just a good raw nut. This is a good raw. This is
oh,
a good
with
raw.
The
almonds.
Almonds.
This is
we
the
love
almonds.
The
I know
almond
you like
brothers.
The almond brothers.
We love the almond brothers.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, this is just.
May they rest in peace.
I just wanted to bring a little something. I don't
mixed,
like coming empty handed.
Mixed
that's
nut
great.
Yeah, it is.
Great. What's in the big Olympia nut?
Well, it's the same contents. It's just in a different package.
Is there anything we can eat in there?
There is. Are you hungry?
I'm always hungry.
Okay.
Pierce.
There's more.
Little
there's
known.
More,
little known about twins is that we never get enough to eat.
You know, that's interesting.
It's
I
true.
Hope our
no,
hope our daughters
true.
Grow yeah. up to be as beautiful twins as you guys.
I don't,
well,
I don't
I
doubt
keep
it,
your
but
expectations. Yeah. Low.
We're also rich, so that
it
really helps a lot.
You know,
to
shoot they're,
well,
they're,
I hope they're just as rich as you guys when they grow up.
Good.
Yeah, we were born rich, and we'll probably die rich.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Beauty is like.
It's
nut sack deep. We're going to move on to my favorite segment,
I
hot
love this segment.
Or not.
Hot or not.
Listen to this.
Now, this is a very fun segment.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
fun.
It's a
it's
little
a,
game.
It's a game.
Participation, too.
It's a game.
Yeah.
So we're going to say a list of
very
things.
Easy.
Twin related. You're going to tell us, is that hot or not.
And you know, you can stop right there. We'll probably discuss because we like to talk about these things.
Yeah.
Hot, hot or spicy hot? Like what kind of hot
have,
are we after?
You know, you go for it.
Okay.
Whatever you like. All just
right. Chef's
let
choice.
Us know.
Yeah.
He's not here today.
All right.
First one, in vitro fertilization.
Hot.
All right.
Doublemint twins.
So hot.
Hello, boarding school.
Oh,
very,
very hot.
Very
shared room. rooms. They share the same face. Why not the same space?
They do share a room.
Oh, they do.
I'm not sure if that's good or bad. I don't know what it's preparing them
for. You on the fence?
I think it's both.
Is it hot or not? what would they think?
They would think?
If you could get the one brain of a twin.
One has already decided that she's going to be a day commuter to the University of Washington.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, very nice.
She's never leaving. Yeah, never leaving home.
She just like, she's happy where she is.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to live, she's got it all set up. We're going to live in on the same property, but we're going to have different homes.
Oh, that's smart. Like a coop.
Forever.
All right, that's sweet. Look, you started life out with her. You might as well end it with
her.
She's
in for the long haul. Well, she started life with me, but I didn't start life with her.
That's a good point, because life doesn't really start with children, does it? It does just the opposite.
It starts
to end. I read that somewhere. All right, how about this? Matching outfits, matching hairdos, matching cats, things like that.
No.
Well, you know, people gave us gifts and...
What are you going to do? You wear it.
But at some point, you got to figure out who's who.
Yeah. Right? My favorite gift, though, that we ever got that was the exact same thing for each girl. And it, admittedly, it's pretty cute.
Adorable.
Sometimes. When they do, you know, dress, that's pretty cute.
Very cute.
But my favorite was when, I think it was my mother, gave the girls squeaky shoes.
And they were toddlers. Day at your household.
Oh, you know what? It was the best. It was the best because your eyes cannot go in different directions.
And the vodka sales went up. Yeah. It'd be, your it'd be eyes the, can't go in
at the country club, as you know, we would frequent.
Naturally.
And they'd one go one way and the other go the other way. Where are the girls? You just listen for a while. Oh, there they are. They're not in the pool. They haven't drowned.
Wait, was this the time that one of them stripped naked and ran through someone's wedding pictures?
That was awesome.
Oh, who hasn't
yeah,
done that?
That was
every twin does that. Every twin does that.
I'm sure you are in more than a few wedding. Photos
that is
like
required.
That. Oh, that was God. Pretty good. They guess which one. Yeah.
Oh. Well, what are
do
their
not
names?
Say any names.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Say, saying guess no. which one. No. You can go curly or straight.
I don't even know
I
what the names
that's
are.
I would say that's straight.
Anyway. Oh, it was
it's
curly.
Curly.
It's curly. Curly. Curly did not want to do whatever it was we were requesting her to do in that nice guidance way that parents do it, not the you know, overbearing, telling
such
way to do it.
Yeah.
And she got buck naked and ran up to the bar. And ran through the bar, and I said, I told the bartender as I'm leaving the bar, I said, I need your help, man. So he came out, and so did this waiter, and we ran out, and they crashed these wedding photos that were taking place on the first tee, and half of the wedding party was yucking it up. The other half, apparently, that was paying for it. They were not as happy that this
I
little naked
adorable.
Girl.
I was think that.
Wait, what kind of footwear was she wearing?
This was a barefoot. She kicked off. The,
oh, she was a walk
yeah,
on.
She was
Lady Godiva.
And one of the fellas said, well, who is that? Who is that? I'm running around trying to get her. And I said, you, and I said her name, and then Tatterson. I gave a fake name because I wanted to come
your
back.
Your parents are going to be so upset with you if you don't get back here
little
right
Tatterson,
now.
Get back in here.
I'll tell them what you've done.
It's about the time when you pretend they did not come with you. Unless you just like, look, I'm $20 an hour. Clearly, I'm not doing
that's
my job.
That's a $10,000 America's Funniest Home Videos winner.
Oh, thank you. That's a $10,000 babysitting job.
Well, that too.
As far as I know, that's the going rate. I just don't understand the current currency. I don't know what it's worth. I try not to have anything to do with money.
We don't have to.
You're not into Bitcoins.
We have so much of it.
I think we did buy some Bitcoin.
We don't even have to keep track of our money.
No.
There's so much of it.
I mean, pesos, pounds, who knows? Who cares?
The Canadian thing, so confusing. It's like reverse charges. Anyway, this is something that comes up for us quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hot or not, questions about fraternal and identical status, educating the public about twins in general.
Oh, I bet.
Hot or not.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you not care?
I think it's cool to say they're identical, and then somebody goes, wait, they don't look exactly alike.
They don't look alike.
Or, or if I say, no, they're fraternal, they go, they look so much alike. It's It's either way. People
you can't
make
win
own story.
The try.
In the eye
yeah.
of the beholder. But it also is. You say they're identical, but not with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, there's such a pain in the ass to bring all four out. We do two at a time for each family.
We took them on at one stop on the art tour this past weekend,
oh, yeah.
which is going
that's
on
generous.
Now. Fashion. That was lovely. The first thing they did, they greeted us at the door and with a bit of concern, like an art bouncer. And I thought because it was, we had young kids and
they
were going to run
wedding.
Around. Right. But they, yeah, because they knew that wedding.
They attended
but it was
wedding.
Because they
Mrs.
had,
Tattison,
they had nude photos on display.
Oh, right.
And they wanted, they
because
were concerned.
Children have never seen
well, that's what we were like, that's the least of our concerns. Yeah. Come on in.
Pierce just showed up with two nutsacks.
Yeah.
They exactly. were worried about the kids. Yeah. A little odd.
One bigger than the other.
Yeah.
Overachiever.
This is the way nature
nothing
works.
Wrong with
so
that.
Nothing's
oh, gravity.
Even.
Hot or not, twin mattresses.
Hot. Especially if they stay in them all night long.
Oh, yeah. How about twin cams? We really honestly don't know what that is.
What's a twin cam?
I think it's on a 1965 Camaro.
Yeah, it could be.
Do you like it? Is it hot? Twin
a
cam?
A twin cam?
It's oh,
hot.
Totally.
It's hot.
So hot. Totally. Yeah. 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 I think we just saw a documentary on that.
No, one of the first women I dated had a muscle car.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was called twin cams.
What kind of, do you remember what it was?
I don't, but she was very sweet. She would hold my hand. And then have to shift gears with her.
What she steered.
That's very romantic.
It is, wow.
Good. With her, with
romance,
her teeth.
Yeah.
She steered.
Hot or not?
Pete knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's why we both have false things up front. Aggressive. I love it. I love an aggressive person.
Hot or not, Twin Peaks.
Oh.
No, not.
Oh, Maureen, explain yourself. I'm going to ask you to explain yourself here because I'm in agreement, but I want to hear it from your side, sister.
Just not compelling.
No, you're not into it.
No. What do you like to watch in the evenings?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh, no, I get to talk about whatever I want because I'm the hostess. I'm one of them. I know
you're
you can't tell
it.
Us about. Yeah, she's done with Twin Peaks.
Well, I would say lately it's the Great British Baking Show.
I love that show.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's just a charming
it's
show.
It's charming and nice.
Nice.
Pleasant.
Nice people.
I also heard from a friend recently about the salt, acid, fat.
Oh. Yes.
What is this called?
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Salt,
that is
salt fantastic.
Your ass.
Oh, good. Yes. Fun. Yes.
Salt your ass.
We love to watch other heat. People cook. Oh my God. It's one of my favorite
oh,
things.
Oh, makes me so hungry.
It's
I'm
like
Seth,
very pornographic.
Get over here with a candy of brownies.
That was Paul Rudd.
Did you see he's clean shaven?
Yes, I like
yeah,
it.
I like it too.
I think it's much
it's
nicer
nice.
For kissing.
Oh,
I found
sure.
it to be the case.
It depends.
Yeah. Get
you know,
like
I like a hairless Asian sort of.
She does. She
thing.
Loves
she's
it.
She's very much into the hair.
Yeah. I'll take all commas, is the truth.
Well, I mean, we know from our track record.
It's a small island.
Yeah. Coming all take us. All right. How about this? Hot or not? Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, not. Oh
have
my
you been
God.
To Twin Falls?
When I was, when I was driving out
personal.
Here from North Carolina way back when.
What were you doing in North Carolina?
I wanted
getting ready
to explore that different culture because, that's where my parents were. So I thought I'd better go along.
Oh, interesting.
And so that's where I graduated high school.
Had some hush puppies and whatnot.
Oh, I love the food too much. Yeah, that's good
they
food.
They do good.
Sure.
Yeah. They fry very nicely.
Everything.
Is
everything.
That where the Appalachian Trail is or part of it?
It's part of that. Some people say it starts there. I like to say that too. It starts
and
there.
And they also cream everything there.
What are you saying, Marie?
That's just what I've heard.
Oh yeah.
Why not?
I think I've ordered. My sister and I had we did a benefit down there for flooding. Believe it or not, turned out the flooding never came, but it was a biblical thing. And we realized we were at the wrong festival.
There's a lot of biblical stuff.
Yeah, and we said, can we just have some? I just wanted some corn on the cob because for me, anywhere in the South is all about the corn on the cob, and I usually don't. I usually have someone do that for me, and I just wanted to eat it right off the cob. No, I really do.
Because she just thinks it's fun and
I just
gritty,
think it's so fun. And to eat with your hands like that? It's so freeing.
So raw.
We weren't allowed
real.
To do that as children, unless it was a filbert, of course. But they deep fried the corn. They breaded it
delicious.
And deep fried it. It really was.
It was delicious.
I can't
do you
wait
remember we were
back.
Traveling with a manicurist at the time, Celine, not Dion, a different one.
No, that was
and
a different
she
one.
Was
she was
a vegetarian. And we said to the at the big event, we said, this gal's a vegetarian coming with us. Can you please have some vegetarian items prepared?
Mm-hmm.
And they put laid out this beautiful spread of vegetables. All these different, the green beans and the corn and the fricassee, I don't know. There was so many vegetables. And then the cook, the sweet old gal, she said, "Now I cooked it all with pork, but only for the flavor." And Celine
Hey, do you know this? We have a very, very good assistant. His name is Jeff. G-E-O-F-F.
Oh.
It's the homosexual spelling. He is very good at his goiggling. And he actually told me that you two are vegetarians.
You know, it's
is
crazy.
That right?
I finally joined the team.
Oh, wow. Were you the holdout?
Yeah, I was totally the holdout.
Monkey in the
22
middle.
22 years.
Yeah.
Of holding out?
Of holding out.
Can you imagine?
What?
Yeah. Is it just easier? Years? You just don't like have to dirty another pan at this point?
Yeah. I decided, you know what? We're a family. And a family eats together, eats the same things
together.
Yeah, damn
together. It. We all leave
from
the
garden.
I'd like
to note that it took Pierce 22 years to decide that we were a family.
So Pierce is slow on the draw.
Well,
I was hard
sorry,
to
but
give
it's
up
good
my beef.
You've got to keep your options open until you can't.
Oh, good point. Hey, we're just talking about eating meat here, people.
So
nothing
when
more.
Did you do this? When did you make this decision?
January this past year.
So you're
we were
in
1 year.
Yeah,
in.
I think we just crossed path. We crossed each other. We were in the Dominican. You guys were coming back from Copa.
Yep.
The Copa Cabana and Cuba. And we.
For our new lotion commercial.
Yeah. And we were there, and that was my last meat hurrah. Yeah.
In Cuba.
What did you have? Do you remember your last meat meal?
I do.
The last supper.
It was pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
The Dominicans make great
pizza. It's amazing pizza makers.
It's because of the Italian heritage.
Yeah, the tossing
much
of
like
the dough.
Much like on
Vichon. You miss the meat.
Yeah. There's sometimes, absolutely, I miss it. But amazingly, I get so much pleasure out of the challenge of making sure I stick to that vegetarian. But I'm a cheater in that I'll eat fish.
Oh
yeah. So at
home,
that's
like
at
a pescatarian.
Yeah.
You never would do it at home.
At home, I would never. Yeah. I can't stand the cooking of fish.
I always thought a pescatarian was someone who helped other people cross the street, like in a crosswalk.
I think pescatarian. Right.
I thought they were more like a Methodist. Pescatarian.
Well, it depends on what method you use to help people across the street.
Yeah, don't use the rhythm method. I can tell you from experience.
Look, nobody here is Catholic.
Oh no, or Baptist, because they would think that's dancing.
Again, back to our lotion commercial. Yeah. It's obvious what type of twins the famous Filson sisters are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you can just tell by looking at us that we're the gorgeous and talented variety. Identical down from the tips of our little manicures toes up to our beehives.
Now,
we've really enjoyed it. It's so much
identical.
Fun.
Only in the destruction they can cause.
We have a whole section here asking about twin tips and tricks a bit.
Twips and twips.
Twips and twicks. To tell them apart. But if you can.
You can't.
It sounds like you just can't control them.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Do you use one name to get their attention?
No, the full on name.
Do you ever just say
the middle
twins.
Names and everything?
Well, we do have a nickname.
Hey, you.
What's that?
The Ninja Twins.
The Ninja that's what we Twins.
Yeah. They are not very stealthy, but they are very destructive.
Yeah. They can do a lot of damage.
Maybe they'll get stealthier as they get older.
I hope so, and I hope not. You know, I was curious about that.
Yeah,
I'd like to know what's going on, but maybe not. I'm not sure.
Not entirely.
Yeah, and I do listen. I try and figure out which doors have squeaks, you know, about them, which steps, you know.
If the shoes don't, the doors do.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to know where everybody is at all times.
That's what we'll get them when they turn 14, Maureen. We'll get them squeaky shoes. Yes.
They're going to love that.
Yeah.
When they go on a date, that's
going to
be fabulous
on a
date.
Yeah.
Grandma Jackie, if you are listening.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, is your oldest son, is he also a ninja of sorts?
I was just going to ask that.
Of sorts.
He can be pretty stealthy.
Yeah.
He's got more of the
stealth.
Does
he interact a whole lot with his cute little younger sister, not fraternal twins?
Oh, he is so loving.
Oh, you guys are so
kind,
lucky.
So helpful.
So lucky.
He watches them for us all the time.
Oh,
when did you?
Really
when
nice.
Did you start drinking?
I think being a 13-year-old boy, you'd hardly want to hang around with a couple of
9-year-olds.
Yeah.
Whether they look alike or not.
I know. I keep thinking that's going to happen when he's got friends home from college and they see the 18-year-old twins.
Double twins.
Yeah.
Then
that's
going to
be
or Twin Falls, Idaho.
No,
which way that's going?
I spit on the floor of a motel. I can't even call it a motel. It was a shed type of thing in Twin Falls, Idaho. My brother was with me. I had like a cold. I was like, who the hell's going to notice? this. He's like, that's terrible.
Just another spray of mucus
on
his
floor. Who's going to know this? Yeah. No one's going to see it. No one's going to care. My God.
If they have a jackalope on the wall, you know, like one of those rabbits with deer hooves to hold their firearms, they don't give a rat's poop about you spitting on the floor.
What about Twinsburg? Have you guys gone back to the Twin Festival?
Oh, we were the keynote speakers from age 0 to like 65. And we're like, you know, we can't.
What is
we loved it.
The keynote is usually like C. Key of C.
Yeah.
Have you been with your twins to the Twin Festival?
No.
Should we start a Twin Festival? In fact, we have a call into the Chamber of Commerce later. We'll call them in every show.
Yeah.
And we should actually propose the Twin Festival. Right.
Well, it is kind of odd, but there is a large percentage of multiples
now,
on
Vashon.
Now,
what's that about?
Yeah. Personality?
Tall women? Because they say tall women and older women are more likely to have multiples.
Oh, I think that's a bunch of BS.
You don't believe
it? I think it's luck of the draw. They also say it's hereditary. But nobody in our family, other than being born very talented and rich and beautiful.
No other twins.
No other twins in our entire Filson family.
Not a one.
My brother has identical twin girls.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm. No, I can't tell
my
apart.
God.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We should call him.
They're 11 or 12
hereditary.
Now, and I can't tell them apart.
So two sets of twins, when you get all together for the holidays, you've got two sets of twins right here in the nucleus
and
of the family.
And one of my stepbrothers has two girls who were from the same IVF moment.
That's a great way to call it.
There's some high school biology.
But they're 5 years apart.
I just want to talk about sex.
What?
Sex all the time. Come
what?
On. Oh, freeze that.
Oh,
my God.
So these are twins separated by 5 years.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Stop.
You imagine that gestational
period? Oh, my God.
Okay, this is fascinating.
Wow.
This is actually funny that you should say this.
Defrost. Set it on defrost and get a new kid.
Twins that are 5 years apart.
Yeah.
This is insane. Okay, so
growing up,
we always thought there's identical, and then there's the sad, less identical twin.
It's not a superior type of twin.
It's not as lesser
panda.
Not as wonderful.
We got these
twin.
One. Yeah, I
there's
hope your brothers.
So
I'm sure your brother's listening to the show right now.
Okay, there's mirror image twins. Have you heard of this?
Go ahead, sister.
Mirror image twins. These twins are often mirror imaged, right? So one has a birthmark on the right shoulder, the other one will have it on the left. So
they're
my identical mirror image.
I've always thought of you guys as mirror image
twins.
We are. You should see us put on a lipstick.
That's right.
Do our hair.
Yeah.
We get dressed.
But we couldn't say if we really are technically because we don't have any birthmarks. We don't have any blemishes.
Our skin actually
is
smooth.
They were all removed. We've been having plastic surgery since we were probably about three.
Because a great 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 grandmother, it was rumored. It was a very dark rumor in our family. People kept it very quiet. It was about the cellulite.
And they said these girls are not going to have it.
Stage our whole life.
These two are destined for something. And,
and they're not going to have the cottage cheese size.
Cellulite's going to bring them down.
Please.
This is very apropos of us today.
Okay.
The half identical twins.
This is a thing. Half identical.
A type of twin who share half the genes in common from the mom, the other half different from two sperms.
Yeah.
For example, today we are half identical because we're wearing different dresses, but that's the only way so you can tell us apart, really. Half identical, it's only temporary for us.
But just today. But that's a real
two
kind of
sperms
thing.
From the same...
Two sperms.
Yeah. Launching pad.
One
launch
egg.
Pad?
Yeah. And
okay.
This
can happen.
Yeah, from the mother.
Okay.
That's called the half identical.
There's something called a mixed chromosome.
Oh, this is crazy.
This is where two separate sperm fertilize two separate eggs, which then fuse... producing individuals with different sets of chromosomes.
Just give me a cramp.
Science schmiance.
I don't understand. But okay, now this is the
if
craziest.
If they fuse, does this that mean favorite. That the twins are in one body?
I think that's science.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's
no.
a term we use
no,
anymore.
No, no, it's not.
That's
we don't
circus,
say that anymore.
That's circus
conjoined.
Time.
Conjoined. Thank you.
Conjoined.
All right, have you heard about twins that from...
two different fathers?
No, that's in cats.
That's called
that
a slut.
A
so in cats.
But...
the show or
shall we call cats?
No, but from a biracial couple where one twin, if one of the people is white and the other person is black, one of the twins is white and the other is black.
Do you know what this is really called, Maureen? We don't know how this is pronounced because we don't have to. We're rich. Super fecundation or super fecundation.
This is a bit of a twist.
It's amazing.
There's one very famous case called one won't mind getting stopped by the cops.
The other one might want to practice.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
You got that.
There was one well-known case of this in 1810. Twins with two different fathers.
White and a black lover.
Were they cats?
White and they were people.
Human people.
We both questioned this date of 1810 being able to have a black lover and a white lover.
She was progressive.
Well, maybe it could also be rape.
Each twin had a different father. I can only imagine who did the raping. I'm just saying. I'm Jewish. Also known as super slut twin.
Super slut twin?
Yeah, no. We don't want to slut shame. I think it's stupid.
I think senior superlative.
Is the spice of life.
Is that one of the options in the yearbook?
Having the United Nations right there.
I didn't know that was possible with humans until we Googled this
today. I was blown
today.
Away by this.
By which part?
When
Jeff Foigle's super fecundation.
Yeah. One egg, two different sperm.
I'm not even sure if I can say that
from
on
two
the
different
air.
Men.
From two different. Who knew?
They're Kegger twins.
Kegger twins.
You know what there's that saying about the Irish twins, though, but they're not. I'm an Irish twin. Talk to me, Maureen. What really is an Irish twin?
It is two babies born within 12 months.
Yeah. Okay, so we're the older of the twins.
I am the younger.
You're the young.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're the mistake.
The neglected twin.
I am a celebration.
You know what? That's called getting back in the saddle. Yeah. And that's what Maureen is. And we're glad to have you.
I was a celebration of my father.
I know Maureen's father. I get that.
I was a celebration of dissertation.
Yeah. Ooh,
my father.
Yeah.
A celebration of
PhD,
the
PhD, baby.
Did you say the dissertation?
No. Dissertation.
What did he dissertate upon?
My father has a doctorate in economics.
Okay.
And he's got hot pants. 12 months later, I mean, your mother.
The Dow was way
children,
up.
Ten children?
So I think he does have hot pants.
Yeah.
No, four of them aren't his biological children, but he does have six biological children.
He does parents.
Lord in heaven.
My God.
So how
take a nap.
Apart, you and your brother?
We are... 2 weeks, 10 days shy of a year.
Wow.
Well, that's close. Wow. So what is it, 9 months? That's for a horse. What is it for a lady? Okay. So there's nine for the lady, and then you got a 3 month break, and you, wow.
Yeah.
So were you in the same grade?
Have another.
We were not in the same grade.
That could happen, though.
No,
it could totally happen. We were not in the same grade.
Wow.
But I did love embarrassing him.
How are you now? Is he the one with the twins?
No, he's not. Oh, right. He's not. He advised me when we were in high school that I was not to speak to him.
In high school.
So
at
horse.
At all. And,
well, at school, okay. I was not to speak to him. Right. So, of course, that meant that I would call for him down the hall in my most loud voice.
Robin!
George,
it's your very close in age, sister.
Young Irish twin is here. Yeah.
Top of the morning, dear George.
Are you Irish?
Erin Gobralis.
I am of Irish descent, yes.
Erin Gobralis, isn't that what they say?
I think so.
I love that.
George, her brother's story is kind of interesting. He didn't get married till he was, I don't know,
45.
Picky.
And he's not gay.
And he didn't have any kids. And he married a woman with three little boys.
Oh, wow.
You know, like
instant daddy.
Oh, they had the boys that she came with.
She came with.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they were part of the package.
Dad water.
And then, boom, they had two little girls. So he suddenly was like 47 or 48 with five kids.
Exhausted.
Wow.
Do they have staff?
Fertile.
No.
Chef,
no,
chauffeur,
no. That's not like
cleaner.
You guys.
No, okay.
No,
it's a very different world.
Very different.
Yeah, very different world.
I can't even imagine. I mean, we watch movies about other people like that, but I don't know what that's like.
No, it's hard to
what
even.
What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, just think about Cinderella.
Yeah.
Like Cinderella.
Yeah.
Yeah, and think about the poor people.
Think about the poor
people. We do think about the poor people. I just don't want anything to do with them. I think about them. We help out. We're here on Vashon tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cold here.
It's
just a little chilly. Oh, do we have time to
Is it cold in the studio? It's not cold in the studio.
It is. It's 4:49 and it's time to call Jim.
Can we call him now?
Why not?
I thought you said we couldn't call him until 4:50.
Will you call him?
Well, come on. All you got to do is round up.
Every time in our show, once a month when we do this show, should we show up. We call Jim Mosh the Chamber of Commerce.
Fashion Chamber of Commerce. Yes,
he's a gem.
So we just ask him
who
some
doesn't
questions.
Know Jim?
We, well, we've never met him.
Do you know Jim?
No, no, wait. We haven't
heard of him.
You've heard of him? You like him?
Yeah, he's kind of sketchy.
He's like the grand poobah out here of some special club.
He should have that hat.
Yeah, so we call him. Is he a twin? Let's find out.
I don't know.
He didn't mention
it. But what we do is we give him a call. I mean, usually it's about we have a lot of lost and found issues. We have a monogram on
things
most everything.
Things you've lost?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Things we want to find, like a good place to eat. Like we still haven't found the Cheesecake Factory here. We've been doing our show for, I don't know, 20
or the disco.
My God. Or anything open after.
Well, I know where
o'clock.
The disco is.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
It's at the Shea Pelequins. You should see
Now, what is this? Is it some underground bar in the Florida Keys?
No, it's right here on Vashon.
The Pelican?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Shea Pelequin.
The Shea Pelequin.
The Shady Pelequin.
It
Pelican.
Has,
I
well,
love that
for Christmas, of course. So they have a rainbow tree.
I want it already.
With disco ball ornaments.
Yeah. It is a party.
Take
bomb
us to the Shea Pelequin,
in the corner
please.
Of the house. Yeah.
We would like to meet more homosexual people out here, believe me, because we haven't found anybody with any flair. Oh, you have them on the phone? Where's that song? Oh,
there it is.
Here we go.
So, let me ask you this about the Shea Pelequin. Is it a restaurant or a club?
Yes.
Perfect. My favorite kind.
I love this. Could we go sometime? When's the next event at the Shady Pelican?
It's when we
Pelican?
Show up, right?
It's when we show up, yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. They always have
do
food and
have
drink
twins?
For us, yeah. So it's kind of amazing. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's near the old Burton Lodge, or the Burton Inn, so maybe it's the new iteration of that, but not in the same location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It, whenever I leave, I'm happy. Yeah. They,
well,
they
we
just
love
have a way.
We love leaving happy. The happy ending is a fantastic way to end the party, don't you think?
I'll go with happy coming and going.
We would we would like an invitation post haste to this Pelequin party. Yeah. Oh, hello,
Jim. Are you there?
Hello, this is Jim, Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, I love it when he answers the phone like that.
Jim was our guest last month, so I feel very
oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah. You know what? I totally forgot what he looked like. You said that he looks like
he looks
like a James Spader.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. But I do remember James Spader, also with
Bright
the
Lights,
cocaine. Yeah. And that secretary
Anne and Nancy,
movie.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Jim.
So
put that in your
We're
voice next time.
We're on a first name basis. Now, Jim.
We have a couple here right now. They're fantastic. The names are Pierce and Maureen. And turns out they have twins.
Lucky.
Handpicked. I mean, do you see the magical combination here between the twins and the
I
twins?
Do.
Fantastic. Yes, this is why he's running the town. Okay.
So
well, we're very curious then. How many twins does this town have? How does Vashon Island honor the local twins? Do you have a twin festival or any sort of twin holidays?
Do twins get priority loading? Do you hold the identical twins in higher esteem? And is that clearly communicated? Or
who is handling the twins on the island?
How is it handled?
And what about that twin fest? Go
I
ahead.
I don't know of any twin fest. Going on, it is actually it's not something that
too bad.
Vashon has been historically known for.
Well, that's odd because Vashon means twin in Bulgarian.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
They're pronouncing
it a little bit differently.
Vashon.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Vashon.
So you don't have a festival. Well, how many twins registered do you have on the
island? You have a twin registry, right?
No, we don't have a twin registry.
There
is a
Facebook
thing?
Page.
For twins?
There is a Facebook page for twins.
What's it called?
Is it for Vashon twins? Is it one of the 38 different Vashon pages that we have?
I believe there's Vashon twins for all. There's Vashon twins for all.
Vashon all twins.
Vashon
Maury
twins.
Vashon Maury twins.
Vashon twinites, yeah.
And then there's Visual Delight twins on Vashon.
Vashon twins.
Buy, barter, sell twins.
Oh, buy, barter, sell twins.
You don't sell twins here, do you?
Buy nothing twins. Buy nothing twins.
Twin housing.
Yeah.
Tiny twin housing.
Yeah.
Jim, you've been no help at all.
Twin power.
Okay.
Does anybody have any other questions?
Would you
never
consider having a twin sort of element as part of your strawberry festival?
Oh, two
sure.
Strawberries.
Oh,
in the logo.
Open for anybody in the community to come and play a part and do something with it. So if there's a twin celebration.
Yeah,
then
I can see
sure.
something. Because, you know, like some strawberries are conjoined.
Yes.
You know,
they look just like butts.
Yes.
It's so cute.
Actually, can we have the next strawberry festival be the conjoined strawberry festival? That's only fair.
Bainbridge Island?
Come on, inclusion.
Bainbridge Island for sure.
Inclusion, people. That's what it's about, inclusion.
So is Maury Island a conjoined?
Yeah.
That's not for the isthmus. Then, you know.
They got the bike and the tree and nothing for the twins. This town, butkus.
Exactly. And it's not a bicycle built for two either.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so vandalized at this point. Couldn't we just add another bike and then
or tree
or one of those scooters,
scooter
tag-along. Yeah.
Well, Jim, thanks for nothing, honey.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
You're a doll.
Okay. Keep doing what you do.
Thanks. Thanks for the chamber. Right.
So, P.S. You may have heard us mention.
Goodbye. He's still on. Goodbye, Jim. I already.
Boy, he's a lingerer. P.S. You may have heard us mention. Oh. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Hey, can we just... Oh, we have another... I'm so hungry. Can we skip ahead to Nut of the Night, please? Okay. And then we'll talk
Chris,
about
can
what
we
you
skip
ahead
to Nut of the Night real quick?
What now?
That means...
We just need a musical cue.
We need to hit the Nut music.
Jason King.
Oh, here we go.
Listen to this. You guys are going to like this. This is our Nut music.
Isn't that fun?
I love it.
A good one.
It's like
and fade it out because
where's
less than 20
royalties.
Seconds.
Sammy Davis Jr. and his eyeball are gonna come along stolen in.
So we have a story about
people
that.
People from all over the world send us nuts, just like you did, Pius.
Yeah,
because they know that we're nut lovers.
Uh-huh.
We're nut rich, and we're a couple
we're
of nuts.
A rich couple of nuts.
So these are nuts that were sent to us. The package says from McKinney. Just says McKinney. From McKinney, I don't know if that's a first name or a last name.
Oh, I don't mind.
From McKinney in Charlottesville.
It sounds very bespoke, don't you think?
And look at this. These are salted caramel pecans. They're vegetarian and they're gluten-free. And they're made by Squirrel
made by squirrels.
They're artisan nuts.
Open it up already. I can't wait.
Made with a squirrel grant?
Made with a special grant from squirrels.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
She's decanting them.
Squirrels went to Allison's grant workshop.
Yeah, I bet they did.
The grant writing workshop grant that writing. Allison
Squirrels did?
The Allison Squirrel Grant Writing Shop.
Very good.
Oh, they're good.
What are they called again?
The salted caramel pecans.
The question comes in a lot in our fan mail, which is really hard to get to sometimes with all of our travel. But the fan mail is always asking, like, does it bother you girls when we send another nut that's not a filbert?
I mean, yeah. Sure.
Okay. They taste like they're entirely sugar and no nuts.
Delicious.
I don't mind at all.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 100. Okay, passes over to Chris.
That's why we keep losing our engineers. They're starving to death.
On a scale of 1 to 100, how would you rate these nuts on packaging? Look at the package.
The packaging?
It's not bad.
Is that it? Is that a? Oh, that is a squirrel.
That is a squirrel. There's a squirrel in sort of grayscale.
And when you look at the nut itself for attractiveness,
all right, I have to say I do not like squirrels.
Oh. What? How come?
I think they're scary.
Oh, thank you.
Does the nut offend you just because of the squirrel reference?
Well, a little bit because squirrels scare me. They're rodents, first of all.
Are they really?
I have a fear of rodents.
How do they think of them as rodents? I wouldn't want one in my house.
Tree rats. Thank you.
They're rats with cute fuzzy tails.
Mm-hmm. What if a squirrel brought you a nice hot chai?
I would be especially scared. Because I'm not sure what they put in it.
Leave your sex life out of this.
And bubonic plague. They have both.
Yeah. They have both. They, like many rodents, they carry diseases. They also, but they're worse than other rodents because a rat will run away from you. A mouse will run away from you.
They'll also marry you.
Yeah.
Squirrels follow you.
Only in the nutcracker.
That's true.
I had a squirrel jump on my leg.
See? No.
Yeah.
What?
When I was on a bicycle, I made a mistake and coasted by that squirrel.
Dear God.
And that squirrel just left. He was like, he had his hands out and had his tail out, and then he just grabbed onto my ankle.
What are you, an Uber driver?
I think I would pass out.
I know my sister would die on the spot. It would just be another reason for me to use my firearm.
I'm terrified of birds.
Terrified of birds?
Yeah.
Like big ones?
I like them when they fly by, but if one flies into the house or it's near you,
What about
a flying squirrel?
Oh, there you go.
That's been I love doing acid. Okay, next.
I get worried. You ever have a dream like you can fly?
Yeah.
But I get worried that maybe flying actually it takes as much energy as running. And I'd be the only walking bird.
I'm just going to take it slow.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
Taking it easy.
So hopping on branches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always think a bird is so lazy when I see him hopping.
Exactly. That's
I
me.
Mean, you got those
that's
wings.
That's my spirit bird.
It's like me with the limo. I'm not going to walk. I'm going to take the limo.
Take the limo.
I want you to start hopping and see if that's really lazy.
I don't have the right, I don't have the right bra on right now to show you my hopping.
Hey, Aaron Gabrales.
Don't want your squirrel coming out.
I'm not Irish.
Is there one in there? Tammy's got we're a only, squirrel.
Yeah, oh, we're only a couple of minutes apart. Not 12 months.
Yeah. How do you rate these nuts on deliciousness and general delight on a scale of 1 to 100?
Well, those are does nuts that include the company?
Or the sugar?
Overall sex appeal?
I give these an 82.
I love them.
82.
I'm feeling really good.
Is that a C?
That's a B.
When I grew up.
That's a low B.
That's a low B.
Okay.
That's a B minus.
And not where I went to school.
To be honest, nothing that isn't a filbert is probably going to get much more than 85 for me.
Okay.
That's in a contract.
That's my personal bias.
Is this a nut like you'd wrap your lips around against it?
I would. I like it.
I would suck it for sure.
Whoa. Whoa.
can we say that on the air?
No.
I don't. All right. I want to talk about this because...
I'm gonna put it.
Come on,
I
thought we're still in squirrels.
I'm gonna put it on in between my cheek and gum and see what happens here.
It's kind of sucking.
Yeah,
I would put it under your tongue.
You can put it right on your tongue and suck it,
like when you're getting your temperature taken. And then it always How makes my rectum school? Clench because I'm just like, that's next. It's next. If I get this one wrong, I go in for the butt.
You gotta use the temporal thermometer.
Well, not back
it's
in
like
our
Star
days.
Trek.
No,
oh, yeah.
We got so much mercury left in our butt. Oh, we probably glow.
I played my with mother was mercury in the sink one time.
Did you? Oh, that's not good.
I know. Well, it was
not
cool
a
though.
Safe thing.
It's sure everything's cool when it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
ruin everything.
We had our assistant Jeff Geoff Goigle, you pierce, and he tells us that you have a funny bone or two, and this is really great timing, don't you think? Because. We want you to help us out with a few ideas. We're kind of rolling around in our beehives here.
Well, you know, we were at Seth Rogen's Hanukkah party.
Right.
You heard us mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Three
and
times.
We really hit it off with Judd Apatow.
We don't know.
You know, I think is speaking of hot or not,
ooh.
His wife.
Oh, yeah.
Who, Lauren or Judd Apatow's wife?
No, Judd Apatow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who is that?
Leslie. Yeah.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
And their kids are talented.
Uh-huh.
And very well-mannered for being, like, rich Hollywood.
Yeah, they were very beautiful
Remind
girls.
Me a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. So what did Judd want?
You remember he made that cute picture a few years ago, This is 40?
This is 40.
Oh, yeah.
So he knows, because he's a smart, savvy guy, the aging baby boomers are a real thing. They're a real force. Mm-hmm. And a hot market. And he wants to capture sort of a day in the life of an older set. And he wants us to write it and probably star
Most
in it.
Most likely star in it.
Well,
probably
this is very interesting that you should bring up baby boomers because Pierce is actually...
I'm the last.
Last
baby boomers.
I go on the cusp?
I'm squarely a baby boomer.
Oh, are you really?
I am.
And I wouldn't call you squarely
at all.
Well,
I wouldn't say squarely because I think
couldn't
that
be squarely.
Squarely?
I mean, squarely.
That was squarely baby boomer. I can use a
boomer. We've got these pictures here that we're gonna have lunch with Judd and Leslie later.
All right, so
I think these are pretty.
How can we help?
Okay, so just like let's just spitball this. You
okay,
know?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You
if
say
this
spit
is
with
80,
nuts in
no
mouth.
Thanks. A feel good film about an 80-year-old set of depressed, identical twin divorcees who sign up for Pilates, turn their lives around, and take on the mob.
And break a hip.
Doesn't that sound fun?
I think that could be good. Is Tina Fey going to be in it?
Oh, she's too young.
She's too young.
I think we're talking.
Makeup, hello.
We're talking.
You guys. You can't do 80.
No. You guys are far too beautiful for that.
Yeah. It would be hard for us to play depressed.
Give
us how we pull that.
Give us some of that. It would be really hard. Mm-hmm. Or to be
What's
mobbish.
Next? What's next?
Golden Girls Take Two.
I want to call it Golden Girls Come Again.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Here we come again. It's a kind of a reboot of that classic, but it's for after hours. Rose and Blanche would be a set of identical twins who run a fetish parlor, and instead of Ma, they would be slinging Molly.
Yeah. Okay. If you could make it, if you could like incorporate swingers into this, then yes.
Yeah. Why not? It's Miami.
Yeah.
It's Miami. Like the Red Shoe Diaries for the older set.
I can't do anything Golden Girl related. I miss Bea Arthur.
Olden Girl.
You know,
Bea.
May she rest in
the
peace.
The best. Yeah. Who could wear a dolman sleeve better than Bea?
No one.
And her souffles never fell. I'm saying that right now. Oh, this is a good one.
Okay, what's this
one? This is one of my favorite ones. Sis, do you want to take this one?
Oh, hey, that's my grandma. A buddy cop comedy about two identical twin retired cops who have to come back to the force when everyone else gets caught for corruption.
Is that the sequel to Dude, Where's My Grandma?
I don't understand this one at all. And you know, they had that show. It was Cagney and Lacey.
I loved those two.
No. Do you think that they were
a lesbian favorite, for sure.
Meeting up after hours? Do you think
Could be.
They were always going to their cop bar, the detective bar.
And they had great
And they were breaking
clothes.
Nuts. You know, they were like, it was always the peanuts.
Busting chops.
They both had very similar peanut breaking stuff.
Yeah.
Busting chops.
Stroller Wars. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
And then
Walker, Texas Ranger. All right.
with the tennis balls on the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, you would have an old. Yeah. You'd have an old gun. Yeah. It just wouldn't fire anymore.
Yeah. Back in the day.
I remember when this thing would shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. How about Harold and Maude? And Maude, which sort of speaks for itself, we think.
All I have to say is yes.
You like that. Yeah. So you like older women?
You don't like squirrels. You gotta like something.
Squirrels. Yeah. Nothing but squirrel nuts there.
So Mo goes for the sexy.
She goes for sexy.
About?
Yeah. She's a sexy woman.
Mo wants the sexiest creature on earth on her
arm. With you, Mo. I don't bother unless it just knocks my my hose off.
Yeah. What the
Your
life's too short.
And pantyhose are not easy to knock off.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You knocked off your pantyhose? That's a hard fall.
The twins did have a guest over the other day who fell.
Oh.
And she fell so hard from...
Can you say this on the air?
I can. She knocked her shoes off when she fell.
She really did?
Poor little girl.
Yeah, they weren't slippers.
They weren't slippers.
Fell right off.
Fell right off. Oh, they were those things, the holy shoes that they wear out here. What are those called?
Crocodiles.
That's our kids.
Did they squeak?
Oh, all right.
They didn't squeak. Was she pushed by a ninja twin?
No.
No. Or the 13
year old. That's all I care about.
Good to know.
I'm not going to say anything else because I don't want to be...
Don't refuse yourself.
Yeah.
If it's not your story,
no torts,
tell
no torts.
Me. That's
no
what
torts.
I say. No,
I am dying to find out, you know, because we know a little about Maureen, her being a legal eagle, but I got to get back to this comedy thing.
So you're a comic.
It's the weirdest hobby ever.
I think this is
so fascinating. So you're a hobby comic.
I am a hobby comic.
You just do it on the weekends in your garage.
I just mostly do it at our kitchen table. Okay.
While you sling vegetarian food.
Yeah, but three of our kids, the only one that kind of has a sense of humor, so it's...
Which one?
Curly.
Curly has a sense of humor.
She's a goofball.
And Mo.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't know, you kids. I'm just making this up as I go along.
Yeah, it's awkward because Mo and I both use humor as a coping mechanism.
I would think, you know what? I would think with a whole family of vegetarians, you got a lot of humor.
Yeah.
You take the lamp.
They can't hold their kale.
Beans, the miracle fruit. I mean, the musical fruit.
It's a miracle.
Miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle whip.
So, yeah, that's what my family said about,
it was
our
work.
Kids,
yeah.
That they were a miracle.
That's true. And we kept saying, it's amazing.
They're just expensive.
No, they're just science.
Yeah.
So it used to be your job, did you
used
say?
To be a, yeah, funny used to be a job a long time ago.
Well, were you a stand-up back then?
No, I was a behind-the-scenes person. I was a writer.
Foley?
Yeah, for the American Comedy Network. And I also wrote commercials with humor because that's a nice way to engage people.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had some talk show. I had a couple talk shows.
What? You had a couple
this
talk shows?
I did. I had a couple talk shows.
No wonder
you want to know my on-air name?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
I went here.
Aaron Kelly.
That was your on-air name?
On-air name.
Irish.
Yeah. Yeah. Very Irish because they said you could see the smile. Yeah. How about that?
Because the Irish always smile.
Yeah.
You're in the potato family.
And it was okay if I came in.
The Irish eyes are smiling. You know why? Because they're so drunk. It's always like the cross-eyed Irish eyes.
Yeah. It was fun. I liked it. And then on a lark. Yeah, I think Pete had seen something I'd written. Pete Welch, the nice promoter on the island.
He loved his mustache.
Yeah. And he's like, dude, you got to get up on stage and do this. I'm like, oh, why the hell not? I'm a baby boomer.
You do this here on Vachon?
I do it on Vachon. In fact, we have a show coming up. And I think your listeners might, if they like you guys, which I know they do, they love you.
Yeah, the three and they don't care.
You three better get there early because it does fill up. With the people that listen to the other shows. When's what?
When's your show? When and where?
Friday.
December 21st.
Yeah, December 21st. It's like a holiday. It's going to be a holiday weekend.
Before the regular Christmas time.
Extravaganza.
Oh, that is how you like start your holiday week.
It's a fantastic idea. Where is the show?
It's at the Red Bike.
The Red Bike. We have
right
not
here
been.
On Vachon.
Yeah. 8 o'clock.
Sounds lovely.
Tickets are just $10. Best $10 you'll spend all day.
Easily.
Yeah.
Just and to have that little bit of the gift of humor to take into the holidays with your family,
oh
it's priceless.
God. It's necessary.
Plus,
necessary.
They have drinks there.
Yeah.
Well, so you're covering all your bases.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other comics?
Oh my
gosh,
it's a really fun lineup. We've got Richard Moore, who's an island favorite.
Okay.
He's tall.
Oh, right.
And funny.
Tall comics.
Yeah, tall comic. He's funny, and he's got some great stories in store for us.
Handsome.
Cara Rossellini.
Who is this?
She's a
Rossellini.
She is.
Rossellini.
She's like royalty.
I want to know about sleeping with Gary Oldman so much. He's like one that we haven't.
And she really does this. It's more than a hobby.
Is that right?
It's
almost like a job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Profesh.
Yeah. And then you'll recognize some of these other names. Stephen Moody. He's international. Did you see what he did the other night? He went to a fundraiser. He's an amazing artist.
I don't care what medium.
It's true. It's true. And I think the walls of your bathroom should have one of his paintings or something. It's really remarkable.
Not one of his cameras.
And he did a live scene painting at a fundraiser the other night, they sold it at the show.
He painted it live.
He painted it live during the fundraising
event. How indulgent.
And had some of the audience there, had somebody up on stage, and they sold it for over $4,000.
My Lord. He must be very good.
He's better come home framed for $4,000.
Better have a boob showing for
$4,000. So we've got the Rossellini, Richard Moore, we've got the Stephen Moody.
This is like the show of great names. And we have Per Lars Blomgren.
Interesting name.
Is that a person?
Is he a janitor? Fabulous person.
It just sounds like,
He's an educator. He's a teacher. And I think has some Nordic thing, going on.
It sounds Nordic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Per Lars
Blomgren. And he married a local. He's not going, he's stuck here. Yeah. And he's very funny. And he's had two kids, so he hasn't been able to do this in a while. Now he's back.
That sounds fun. Is he handsome?
He has two kids.
He is good looking. Much better looking than his brother.
Interesting.
Oh, good to know. What's his name? So we can avoid him at all costs.
That happens.
They're both good looking.
Other than our engineers, we really haven't had a lot of male delight on the island. And that's really not gone well for us.
And you might recognize this name because she entertains in New York quite a bit. Mick Kuhlman.
I have heard of her.
Yeah. Of her.
She did very clever shadow work.
She does. She is into physical comedy.
Yeah, we're not into the no talking.
Almost like a clown.
Clowning
around.
Yeah.
Not like Bozo. Yeah. You're looking at me skeptically. Yeah. I'm not talking about Bozo.
No, I know about her work. She works with shadows a lot.
She does Lecoq.
Yeah. We've tried
the
silence.
The French clown
it is.
Lecoq. Lecoq. I'm pretty sure. She studied Lecoq. And
what? You guys should have a business together. Lecoq and Nuts. You could have a special boutique.
Yeah. We don't have to,
sounds
though.
Great. Lecoq and Nuts.
You are listening to the Voice of Vashon on 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. You're welcome, FAA.
Oh, he's good.
Who else on the lineup?
And the FCC kids.
And
the
FCC, so
many people.
You can fly in and listen.
KFC. We have
an amazing host, in fact.
Who's the host?
We've had him entertain before, but his favorite thing to do is to host.
To be the MC.
And he's a great
the
MC.
Master of ceremonies.
Jim Farrell.
Never heard of him, but he sounds adorable.
My favorite gyms are Farrell.
Farrell is hilarious. It's a bad name, but
or Marshy. You like the Marshy gyms?
Yeah, all the Marshy gyms are great too. Yeah. Right.
That sounds fabulous.
And then you will also be on stage. You're just curating all these things.
Headlining?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'll
do about 40, 50 minutes of
That's
craziness.
A long set.
Yeah. All brand new material.
So you not only have a tight 10, you have a tight 40, 50.
Oh, I'm so tight.
Gross.
Yeah, everything I have is tight.
I cannot wait.
We won't be there, but I'm sure.
I know. Yeah.
We can't. We're going to be in the Swiss Alps because we're the new face of the
Alps.
The aged Swiss Miss.
Well, it's going to be live streamed to the Swiss Alps.
We'll get it on the jet.
Yeah. We'll get it going. This sounds
wonderful. It's going to be a pretty incredible show with all that incredibly talented lineup, and then there's going to be like 5 minutes of irrelevant material.
Yeah, I have a surprise at the end.
You're going to ask for money?
What do you mean, a surprise?
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Well, a surprise when
you'll have to
come
to the show to find out.
It costs
$10.
Yeah. Some people will
you
be
get
surprised.
In with five, you
some
have to people,
yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, I'm the only one who's surprised.
Now you've really piqued my interest. Well, I might fly back.
Get out of a contract?
You're flushed when you're peaked. I like that.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
She's always
thank you for noticing.
Yeah. Yeah, some will be surprised. Some will be like, yeah. What? Okay, sure.
I cannot believe you.
Yeah.
Is this personal?
Next.
Is this a personal?
I think it's a free giveaway of one of the twins.
No, we're not even going to tell you. Oh,
that's right.
Are you pregnant with twins?
Yeah.
No, there's going to be a free giveaway with the twins at that night.
Yeah. We're going to give away
somebody's
our twins.
Going home with the
surprise!
Twins.
You get to go home with one of the twins.
Look under your seat. Yes. Somebody's going.
Somebody's going.
You're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner.
You get a twin.
And you get a twin.
Wow.
It's
like a fun show. Well, this is very exciting. Did you hear
tell
that,
us the date again? It was December 21st.
Friday, December 21st. It's the perfect night for some comedy before you get into the holiday.
We're going to put it on.
The show starts at 8 o'clock.
All right, all right.
But I'll tell you, if you want to actually be able to sit down, you got to show up earlier.
I do.
Okay. Like fills up for us. You got a lot of great acts.
An early bird. Get the early bird
venue. Is it a pretty big venue?
It's at the Red Bike. And
never been.
I've had the last, one of the times, one time I performed there. There were people sitting on stage while I was.
Super fans.
It becomes intimate. Sitting room only.
Uh-huh. I would recommend pants.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what kind of show you want.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
I love it.
So you mentioned earlier something, sister, that I tuned into.
That Maureen is
a legal eagle.
But on sabbatical, apparently.
An
very
attorney.
High-powered attorney.
What do they call him in England? A barrister?
Solicitor.
The solicitor.
Well,
it depends on
what you did.
Your defense.
Uh-huh.
So I was a little bit, I was mostly a barrister, but occasionally a solicitor.
Do you wear the wig?
I always wear a wig.
Sometimes a merkin count?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a squirrel merkin.
You know, we have a really great
right,
idea.
No,
that's my drag
never
name.
Worn a merkin.
Squirrel merkin.
Never worn a merkin.
With the tail.
To be
the tail
like
is
out
the,
there with the truth.
All
I've
the wrong
never
places.
Worn a merkin.
Sister and I
I'm not sure I've ever seen a merkin.
Well, you would know if it's a good merkin. How would you know?
At New York Fashion Week last, I think it was last season, they had a merkin.
In my mind, it looks like
Megan's muff. Usually lower.
Yeah, you wish.
Don't you have a merkin shop on the island?
It's called Mercantile.
Those are uncomfortable merkins.
They're not the most comfy.
It's great, good food. Anyway.
So you're a retired merkin.
A retired
attorney. I'm a retired merkin manufacturer.
Retired a sabbatical. How do you look at it? How do you like to think of it?
You going back?
It was specifically in my contract for this show that we were not going to talk about my legal career.
Fair enough. Then let me ask you.
She'll
for a
sue
bit.
Your
and
ass.
Where are the flowers that I demanded in my contract?
Vodka's not enough.
Vodka's not a flower.
We need a little advice. We're going into business with Judd Apatow. It looks like it's very important to us that we're above the line.
Can
and
I meet
Lisa,
Leslie?
Leslie, we're gonna.
No, it's very important that our name is in bigger font, maybe even italicized, bolded above his, maybe
and
even the title of the movie,
the line.
Maybe our pictures
okay,
are
so,
up there.
So basically,
legally speaking, I know you have to cover your tuchus here, and we read that on a bathroom wall outside the Hollywood Bowl
one cover night your tuchus.
Because we had some issues there with that. But now we're
say?
On record. We want to know how you'd handle that.
Okay. Well, first of all, you need to become proficient in Microsoft Word. What? You want to be bold, italicized, above the line.
PowerPoint.
Microsoft Word issues.
We have stock in Microsoft.
Yeah.
Then you're good. Yeah. Okay. And well, just, good. And, yeah. You're good.
Be in charge
Thank
of the poster.
And practicing Take without a license is illegal. So there you go.
Practicing what without a license?
Practicing, well, many things.
We're not doing like, you know, perineum scar revision here. We just want to make sure our names are
Who
out
Who says
there.
We're not? Hey, I want to keep my options open.
Because we're not licensed. Hey, did someone bring a song?
Somebody didn't work the perineum enough.
Yeah, it is like
You gotta work
it. For the first time this entire hour, I've wished that there was video showing Pierce's finger movement.
You know what? I'll put it on Instagram.
I'm keeping my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. You're going to need this, dude.
It used to be us that our engineers would just run the other way. And now it's like us. I guess we're doing something right.
What could I learn today?
We love music.
I listen to our doula.
Do you know there's another thing about the twins that you may not know, since they're not yours and not
that?
Identical?
What's
how
that?
Sad. Is that twins cannot harmonize?
Can't.
Try this.
Can't do it.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Wow.
Melody.
Cannot
it's
harmonize.
All melody.
Wait,
all melody all the time.
Let's see if a twin from another mother can do it with
them. Okay, let's try it.
Row, row, row your boat gently
row,
down
row,
the stream.
Row your boat gently
merrily,
down
merrily,
the stream.
Merrily, merrily,
merrily,
life
merrily,
is but
merrily,
a dream.
Merrily,
I'm swooning
life is
right
but
now.
A dream.
Oh, she's good.
Oh, it's good.
They're very good.
Very good.
Well, we can't.
I like that.
And we're okay with it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter.
Maybe we need
really
to
matter.
Add you to the act, Pierce.
What's up?
Maybe we need to add you to our act.
Oh,
and of
my
course,
God.
Have Maureen come along to cover our asses legally.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Don't cover
I
your ass.
I am not practicing law.
Oh, no. Because that's illegal.
No, it's illegal.
Keep eating your sugar pecans. She'll come around.
Did we give Chris the song? That
we did.
Oh, yeah.
Would
you
okay?
You brought a song. We'd love to hear why you brought this song.
Let's listen to it a little.
I'm so curious.
Let's have a listen.
I have no idea.
I'm going to moisturize.
Right.
Great beat.
Hey, can I say beat? Does it make you want to move?
No.
I do.
I don't.
Oh, I like
I really
that.
Don't. Yeah.
She's not a mover.
No,
she makes me want to hop.
Yeah?
I like this a lot. It's very warm in here.
This is one of my songs.
Your song?
Yeah, this is one of my songs.
Wait a minute, songs. You're a composer as well as a comic and a parent of three.
Yeah.
And a singer, did you hear
that?
Yeah.
Disco music.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Well, this one.
So busy.
I love to play piano. I like to play guitar. But I only like to play my stuff. I'm a musical snob. I will only play my own, my things. Or I'll rearrange somebody else's stuff.
I like this.
And this one, I was, believe it or not, I was training for a half marathon. I hit mile seven.
Yeah. Pierce has run longer than I have.
Yeah, I hit mile seven on one day, and I'm like, this is fucking boring. Oh, sorry. This is so boring. Yeah. How do people do this?
Squirrel.
How am I going to make 13 miles? This is crazy. And so I started thinking of music to try and help me get through.
Oh, my God. This reminds me of like our third honeymoon. I'm like, we just need a soundtrack to get through this.
This reminds me of popping corn.
Yeah? Yeah. It's got a little pop.
You know, it's that North Carolina corn on the cob music.
You know, I've got to get back to North Carolina. I do not remember anybody's
cobs. This is roots
music. Except as a pipe.
Yeah. This is very much roots music, okay. I'm pretty sure.
You are
a renaissance person.
Yeah.
You got it all.
Yeah. Pierce is a renaissance person, for sure. Mm-hmm. Funny.
Yeah.
Talented.
Smart.
With very smart.
Any
talented
limitations? I know all the good stuff. Well, let's hear about the dark side. I'm very interested. My sister, she's like, give me all the happy stuff on the platter, but I want to know what goes on.
Yeah,
you
she
know,
likes to know the three-dimensionality.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to
require another...
Another show?
Professional.
Another show.
I love it. Yes, congratulations.
No, I love it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you kindly. Thank you.
Impressive.
I think we should go to Who's Touching You Now?
Okay.
Is that the next Judd Apatow movie?
This is a very favorite segment. Oh, now, we don't blindfold people anymore, so you have to close your
that
own
actually,
eyes.
That actually, because of our lawyers actually had a little
legal
talk with us about that.
Close your eyes and
tell us.
We're identical twin sisters, and we're sorry you can't tell us apart. Mm-hmm, but with your eyes closed, imagine who's touching you now while you enjoy the dulcet tones of Charo.
You guys know Ellen Parker, right?
Sure.
The Cowbell Industries.
That's who you're imagining is touching you right now?
You're supposed to imagine Ellen is touching you right now?
I went to her studio with Maureen on Saturday, and these little kids walked in. And I was talking to Ellen. Someone's suddenly licking me on my leg.
Was it me?
And I wasn't sure if it. And I thought, whose child is licking me? It was Ellen's dog.
Makes more sense.
Everyone's touching me now.
Who's touching you now? Is it Anne or Nancy?
No,
Nancy.
Maureen? It's
Anne and Nancy.
Maureen's peaked, but you know she did.
I haven't peaked because I don't want it to end.
You're right. You win. Congratulations.
Good job. You guys did very well.
Thank you.
With that.
Let's play that tonight. You'll
be here for
more. You listen to
Anne and Nancy.
Yeah, just you and me. Just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Let's skip the word from our sponsor.
Who's touching you now?
I'm going to do it.
All right, let's
do
it.
And now a word from our sponsor, Wheezy's. This is a new sponsor for us ever since we parted ways with Boar's Head. But, you know, no big weapon.
That's fine. No hard
sleep
feelings.
On a Wheezy mattress and enjoy a luxurious 19 layers of hypoallergenic foam to cradle your asthmatic body all night long.
A Wheezy mattress is the height of allergy-free comfort for a deep, deep sleep, featuring a surprisingly steep incline for sleep apnea relief and natural nasal drainage.
This sounds perfect for us.
It's very good. And the purchasing experience, it's a cinch.
Forget about confusing online ordering. Simply point your limo in the direction of the local Wheezy mattress showroom to try one for yourself. No need to wait for the FedEx truck with this convenient mattress buying experience.
Wheezy mattresses come to your house with you, tied with complimentary rope to the top of your car in a box the size of a mattress, but also a little bit larger because of the cardboard.
Wheezy showrooms are conveniently located open Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons from 1:30 to 4:15. Wheezy, for the sleep of your dreams.
We sleep on Wheezy.
Well, if anybody can make a mattress wheeze, that's me. That's me.
It's like Darth Vader. Darth Vader.
Hey, I do want to mention that vodka was very good.
Who made that vodka?
It's very nice. Yeah. Local people.
They were. I don't know if they still are. Yeah. They were my sponsor.
Oh, no, why would they drop you?
You mean in AA?
They sound awful.
What are you talking about?
I'm one of the few sponsored comics.
Well, they must have moved. Someone bought them out. That's like a lesser standard.
Sellouts.
I have my xylophone news report. We can bring up
please,
right now.
Please,
but
please.
I think I wrote my news report on your script. Can I see it? I'll see yours. Thank you, sir.
I don't think you did, hon.
Oh boy. I wrote it somewhere, I swear to God. Because when you get this age, you got to either have your assistant.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is my news report. This is my...
What's in the news today?
Thank you for asking.
You look a little like Barbara Walters. Was Barbara Walters your mother?
Barbara Walters.
No, Barbara Walters.
We want to have
this is really crazy. The Nigerian president, he took a few months off to go to London to have some medical issues taken care of there because they have superior medical institutions in London. Per Nigeria, and he was only gone for 3 months, and the news of his death spread across his country. Yep. And when he came back recently for a press release, he clearly told everybody, "I am not a clone." But that is exactly what he said.
People are thinking he's a clone.
Because he's back from the dead.
So, would you mind if your president was a clone?
Well,
the last one.
Wait a second. It depends on the president.
It may have been the accent. I said clown.
We try not to get too political on our program, but you know.
But sometimes you gotta.
Sometimes you gotta.
This reminds me of the Korean Bob Mackie got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and we were there to present it to him because he does amazing work, as
beautiful
you can see
work
for yourself. And Cher came,
because
she's a long time aficionado of Bob Mackie, and talk about a clone. We love Cher. It's like a bit holding on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
but
possible.
Her and President Nombundahara could definitely get together and
say that five times.
Be a couple clones.
Yeah. I'm so excited to share with you our next segment.
Oh, she's done.
Oh, do you want to talk more about the clones?
No. And
dear Anne and Nancy, so you know that we've been around. We know a lot about a lot of things. And we have
Nancy.
Good advice. And
Nancy.
This is Nancy.
Nancy.
She's
I know. Nancy. I'm talking to you, Nancy. it's Anne's turn.
No, it's not Anne's turn. I have to. This is my job to actually lead it up to this one. But thank you for micromanaging us.
Look at it. She's going to mediate the situation.
She's a mother of twins. She knows just what to do.
People write in and we help them out. And if you can help this person out, that's also good too.
So we're going to get everybody.
Can we make out?
You see, it's dear. You see, it's dear Anne and Nancy.
We don't get this time alone very often.
Wait a second. And you are?
I am Nancy.
And it says dear Anne. And Nancy.
I was born first, but it is in the alphabet.
So if you need advice, listeners at home, if you need advice, you can email us too. You can get advice from Anne and Nancy, or one of the others. Wow. It's your choice. You can email us. It's an acronym for the Identical Twin Sisters. It's TITS at FamousFilsonSisters.com. And please do email us.
Very easy to remember.
T-I-T-S.
FamousFilsonSisters.com.
At FamousFilsonSisters.com.
That's one of our twins tried to use that in Bananagrams the other day. That was awesome.
It's a Scrabble 11.
She did use it.
The other twin was working on, she had...
Oh my gosh. Cut.
She had cut, and then she had an N. She was trying to figure out how to fit that into the cut.
Swear to God. In the nice lip.
That's what it needs to be.
What's
a silent
what
letter.
Is that place?
Island Queen. That has nothing to do with any trademarkable other restaurant name.
She would know. Well, the N is always silent and cut.
Now listen, here it is. Dear Anne and Nancy.
Oh.
I am famous in my circle of friends for my Hanukkah donuts. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Every Hanukkah for the past...
Are they made out of potatoes?
Hanukkah donuts are not. No.
I'm sorry. That's
made
for the Irish.
Regular donut things. I don't know. I don't make them.
We don't cook.
I didn't know if there were like latkes that were just like...
Those are latkes.
Latkes.
Yeah, latkes.
And those these are extra.
Those are just leftovers.
Do you know about the Hanukkah donuts?
No.
I can't pronounce them.
I'm half Jewish. I don't know.
They're stuffed with jelly.
Would Hitler think you were half?
Which
kind of like being half pregnant?
Is that right?
I don't know. My gauge is always if Hitler thinks you're Jewish, then you're Jewish.
Yeah. That's when Hitler's right; he's right. You know,
at one point,
Hitler thinks you're
Who
Jewish.
Can say?
He's not right.
That's, there's
often.
A movie.
Duh. Yeah. I'll talk to Judd.
Yeah,
that's a radio show.
Yeah.
For the past 15 years or so, I've made them. For my also famous neighborhood Hanukkah party, not to toot her own horn. People just can't believe how good they are, how beautifully filled they are, stuffed with jelly, hungry. But not a drop dripping out. Mm. How light and fluffy they are, like a cloud of heaven.
Mm. Isn't it fun when a drop drips
just
out?
A little drop?
If we're talking donuts, it depends.
My neighbor Mildred.
It's after Labor Day and you're wearing white.
My neighbor Mildred, who really is one of my dearest friends, but also a bit of a busybody. Well, she's been part of the local junior league for years. Mm. How can you even call it junior league when all the women are at least 60? Sounds more like a senior league to me, but that's what they do. Can you really be in the junior league when you're not a junior anymore?
Lifetime memberships.
Can I speak? I would know that's a size
this.
Issue.
Is there a senior league?
Oh.
So it's not so much
age
to size. So the little gals.
Where do you go in Macy's?
Juniors.
We don't.
When you go to the Bon Marché,
Macy's.
Where do you shop?
Yeah.
We shop Neiman and we shop at Storks.
Speaking of aging,
it's like the Target in New York City.
This one's having a birthday pretty soon.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
let's get through this letter and we'll sing to her.
She doesn't look happy about it.
and on January 1st, I qualify for discounts at the pot shops. I'm pretty cool. Pretty excited about that.
We can't wait.
Thank you. Tuesdays at IGA. Woo!
Okay, let's get back to Mildred.
Mildred
is the fundraising chair for the Junior League this year, and she signed me up to teach a Hanukkah donut making class as a fundraiser. But here's the truth.
Uh-oh.
I don't make them. I never have.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I ordered them in bulk
from a donut shop 3 towns away.
Oh.
I pick them up quietly on a Tuesday afternoon. Oh. I incinerate the boxes and transfer the donuts to Tupperware. And then I serve them on great big platters.
Well, I have to say, this totally reminds me of my great aunt Mildred.
You have a great aunt Mildred?
Yes, I do. And her sister's name was Gertrude.
Mildred and Gertrude. Classic names.
Like Wiener dogs.
Classic names.
Did she pirate donuts?
Those are old stripper names, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Really old.
The worst stripper name.
Worst stripper.
Yogurt.
And Revere Mass.
That would be a terrible stripper name.
And their sister, my grandmother, was named Ruth.
Ruth. Very biblical.
Yeah.
All of them.
Very.
What has she
them.
Done wrong here? What has she been advised for?
You know what? She has not found Jesus as her Lord and Savior.
That's probably true. The whole thing started innocently enough, but now I'm in over my head, and I don't know what to do.
Mildred.
Help me hang on to my pride and save Hanukkah. Signed, Pastry Imposter in Potomac, Maryland.
I know the answer.
What?
I know the answer.
What should she do?
Call in sick.
For Hanukkah.
Every year, though, they think she makes these amazing donuts.
She doesn't have to do this every year. She's got to keep it. She needs to call in sick.
It's
for
call
one
in
year
for the class.
And they're going to forget that she was going to teach
then,
a class.
And then next year, she needs to be the chairwoman of the committee and assign someone else.
Is there a chairperson for Hanukkah?
Wow. Totally passing the buck.
Yeah. Hello. I thought you said you were half Jewish.
Spin the dreidel and see who it lands on next.
I think that's very good advice because you don't want to admit that you've been lying.
My God, no. She could be awesome.
Stand the DL.
From the junior senior league.
That goes with Mildred to her grave.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Chris?
You lost me. I'm sorry.
He's riveted.
It's all about the donuts.
I'm still on the perineal thing, whatever the hell that was.
It's this.
He's working on Pierce's hand movements.
Well,
let me tell you, Chris.
Pastry and pasta. your assignment.
Yeah, SOL. I guess you just hide out until they forget that you make the world's best Hanukkah donuts.
She's got a little touch of something.
It's going to have to be like a
she's got a touch
8-day flu, though. You know,
well, that's how long it
lasts. A long
and she
time.
She gets pneumonia.
Yep, because
I got pneumonia.
Do you know what I would do?
Two summers ago.
Yeah. And summertime pneumonia.
And then I was I am such a generous person
that
I gave it to the rest of my family.
Yeah.
One after the other.
Five of you had pneumonia?
All five of us.
How long did this last?
During summer.
From
June
till September.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I discovered as a result of that I have a compression fracture in my back.
You kidding?
Should have been
carrying a load of our family.
What does this have
family.
To do with donuts? We give you the center.
What we're doing? I want you to. I want you to like. Okay, you need to stop because what we're doing is we are changing the subject. This is called distraction, and that's what your writer needs to know. Distraction, the art of distraction. So
get
stop
pneumonia.
It.
So get pneumonia.
Stop it. Get pneumonia and just stop it.
She should just slit her wrist.
That would totally do it.
That would do it.
That was so
good.
And
you know why? Because it would always, she would come
totally
out on top.
Yeah.
She would go out on top.
Yeah.
They would remember her donuts.
Oh my God.
They
can
should
you
be
imagine
the talk
the
of the town. There would be a memorial plaque for her at the junior league.
If you commit suicide.
Oh.
So no, she could make it look like
the
any
only,
accident.
The bad idea there is the donut shop from three towns away.
Yeah.
Would hear of her death
and
bring like a truckload of her favorite donuts to the funeral.
Oh my God.
When they're sitting Shiva,
they
have donuts.
She's a mess.
Are you sure you're not half Jewish? Yeah.
I grew up in Ohio.
Shiva
I grew up in Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
Heights.
So I know about
any
the
Jews. Heights. Yeah.
I know about
we had Hasidic. We had Hasidic.
You had Hasidic Jews in Ohio.
Hasidic Jews in Ohio.
More sick
Who
Jews.
Who knew
so
that
sad.
There were Hasidic Jews in Ohio?
I hate hearing about sick Jews.
That makes me so sad.
There were Why Hasidic... would they move to Ohio? It's very interesting.
For the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Because they always lose. Because they always lose. It feels comfortable.
The playoff desert for 40 years.
Feeling like you're always oppressed.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you
are.
Familiar.
Yeah,
you're right.
I have something very important to say. I want to thank our guest, Maureen Burke. Stay in the conversation with us on the Facebooks or the Instagram crackers.
Are you a Facebooker?
Yeah,
oh,
can
yeah.
we find you?
But not Instagram.
Can we find you too?
Yeah.
Do you have a public page or?
I do. You can
Tell us.
You can find me anywhere by my name because there's only one of me in the world.
Easy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
Tell
love
us.
It.
Spell it
you
to
can,
us.
You can use the Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pierce. PEARCE. COBARR.
That's why they call it P.S. Coba.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, so easy.
You can find it on the Goigle.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Okay, we're coming to your show.
And we want to thank you, Vashon, for staying beautiful.
You're doing your best. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay, Pierce, when is your show?
Friday, December 21st.
Okay,
be there.
Get there, Vashon.
Red bike.
Everybody
Good
get
night,
there.
Good night, everybody.
Just keep on doing
Thanks, guys.
What you doing?